Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. Today is Monday, the 24th of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Indian equity markets are poised to open in the negative zone, as indicated by the GIFT Nifty this morning. Last week, both the Sensex and Nifty hit fresh life highs, although they closed only moderately higher for the week. Nevertheless, it was a third straight week of gains for Dalal Street, with the Sensex ending higher by 0.3% at 77,210 and the Nifty rising nearly 0.2% to close just above the 23,500 mark. Broader market continued to outperform last week, with the Nifty Mid-Cap 100 and the Small-Cap 100 indices gaining 0.5% and 1% respectively. Banks were among the big winners last week, with the Nifty Bank Index making an attempt to hit that 52,000 mark. The index posted its biggest weekly gain of 2024, clocking in gains of over 3% for the week. However, autos were the top losers, with shares of Hero MotoCorp, Maruti, Bajaj Auto and Tata Motors emerging as the big laggards on a weekly basis. Foreign institutional investors remained net buyers for another week, especially after policy continuation at the centre. FIIs have net bought 9,100 crore rupee worth of shares during the week ended June 21, but they remained net sellers for the current month. Experts believe that the Nifty will be in consolidation mode after hitting record high last week. 23,600 to 23,650 is seen as a crucial zone for further up move towards 23,700 to 23,800. And 23,200 to 23,300 zone is being seen as a crucial support for the Nifty. Volatility is likely to be high as we approach the expiry of June derivative contracts on Thursday. Looking ahead, markets will have quite a few triggers to react to. First and foremost will be the outcome of the 53rd GST Council meet, which was held over the weekend. The meeting, chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, deliberated on various proposals to streamline GST applicability across goods and services. Several recommendations were made at the meeting to refine tax rates and service exemptions under the GST regime. The services offered by the Indian Railways, such as platform ticket sale, retiring room facility, waiting rooms, cloakroom facilities and battery-operated car services, are exempted from GST. The panel also gave its nod for an extension for availing input tax credit on any invoice or debit note. The committee has recommended a uniform GST rate of 12% on all carton boxes, solar cookers, milk cans and all types of sprinklers. Fertilizer stocks could be in action once again this week, as recommendation on exempting the sector from the current 5% GST has been referred to the group of ministers on rate rationalization. However, online gaming stocks could react negatively as the industry's hope of a review of 28% GST were dashed. According to reports, the finance minister has confirmed that the issue was not discussed during the meeting. The issue, however, may be taken up in the next meeting, which is likely to take place in August. Globally, all eyes will be on the final US GDP numbers for the March quarter of the current calendar year, which is scheduled on June 27th. The economy grew 1.3% for the quarter as per the second estimate, which is in line with the market expectations, against 3.4% growth in the previous quarter. Slower consumer spending is likely to have impacted GDP figures for the March quarter. The results from the annual bank stress tests in the US, which will be released by the US Fed on 27 June, will also be closely watched by market participants. Furthermore, US personal consumption expenditure, consumer real spending in Q1 of calendar year 2024, weekly jobless data will also be closely watched by market experts. On Friday, the S&P 500 ticked lower as shares of market bellwether Nvidia pulled back for a second day on the trot. For the week, the Nasdaq ended flat while the Dow Jones rose nearly 1.5% to clock its best weekly performance since the month of May. This morning, the setup is looking fairly subdued, with Asian markets on the back foot ahead of inflation readings from Australia and Japan later this week. All the major indices across Asia are trading in the red. In the commodities market, US crude oil booked second weekly gain as gasoline demand surges, while gold lost some luster as both US dollar and 10-year yield firmed up. Shifting focus to all the stocks to watch out for in trade today. Car trade will be in focus as Heidel Investment and MacRitchie Investments are likely to sell 7% and 3.4% stake respectively via block deals. The floor price of 820 rupees per share is at a 4.3% discount to Friday's close price. Deal size of the block is said to be around 400 crore rupees with an upsize option of another 100 crore rupees. There will be a 75-day lock-in period for the sellers. Vedanta will be another stock to watch out for as its parent Vedanta Resources has strongly denied reports of any stake sale. Watch out for MCX as well as the board has shortlisted candidates for the position of MD and CEO. Meanwhile, regulatory concerns may continue to drag pharma stocks. Cipla has received 7 observations from the US FDA for its Goa unit. The facility was inspected by the drug regulator between 10th of June to 21st of June. Shifting focus to a money control exclusive, SEBI has conducted a search and seizure operation on Quant Mutual Fund on suspected front running. The search and seizure operation was conducted across 2 locations, Mumbai and Hyderabad. Apart from Quant Mutual Fund's Mumbai headquarters, the other search location was a suspected beneficial ownership connection in Hyderabad. Sources said that alleged profits from the operations are close to 20 crore rupees. Quant Mutual Fund has confirmed receiving inquiries from SEBI. Stocks in which Quant Mutual Fund holds significant stakes are likely to be under pressure after the reported search and seizure operations. Stocks in which the fund held more than 5% stake include the likes of Century Enka, Orchid Pharma, HFCL, Arvind, Strides Pharma and Keystone Realtors, among others. Well, the primary market has also been bustling with activity. A total of 10 public issues worth 1,991 crore rupee will hit Dalal Street this week, while 11 companies will make their debut on the bourses. Officer's Choice whisky maker Allied Blenders and Distillers and Viraj Iron and Steel would be the main board IPOs that will open for subscription this week. Stanley Lifestyles IPO that kicked off on Friday will close on the 25th of June. Meanwhile, DE Development and Acme Fintrade will list their shares on the bourses on 26th of June, while trading in Stanley Lifestyles will commence effective June 28th. On that note, let's move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have Deven Choksi of DR Choksi FinServe, who shares his outlook on IT stocks, which saw a strong rally on Friday following Accenture's quarterly earnings. Let's listen in.
So if your hunger is not for going beyond 20% return in IT, then probably this is the right tech to buy into. Because I think they will not be producing the spectacularly large return for the investors. But at the same time, because of the sectoral rotations, the IT which has been up till now neglected could possibly find allocation of new funds. And allocation of new funds itself, I think, could drive the price for the IT stocks in the market. Everything else remains absolutely equal, because between yesterday and today and tomorrow, I think things haven't changed much as far as I think most of the IT companies are concerned. They continue to look forward to get higher amount of weightage and share from the new technology platforms, be it AI, be it computing, augmented reality, be it blockchain, and so on and so forth. I think that is not a question. They will continue to attract more number of business orders because of the world is changing. World is moving in that direction. So their customers, when they demand more, they will definitely be providing higher.
Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you at the same time tomorrow.